Argentina says it will suspend payments on its foreign debt, a move that may lead to the largest national debt default in history. The decision was announced yesterday by Adolfo Rodriguez Sá, the country's newly selected interim president. Sá says it's time for Argentina to put people's needs ahead of its financial obligations. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
When President Rodriguez Sá went to the Argentine Capitol building yesterday morning to announce the suspension of debt payments, it wasn't very hard to read the reaction of Congress.
En primer lugar, anuncio que el Estado argentino suspenderá el pago de la deuda externa.
The cheering went on for nearly a minute and turned into a patriotic chant of Argentina, Argentina. The foreign debt is an emotional subject for Argentines, as it is in many Latin American countries. Many people here believe the debt is a millstone around their nation's neck, keeping its government cowed and its people poor. There's a belief that Argentina is the victim of wealthy overseas lenders, a sentiment that's endorsed by some of the country's top politicians, such as Buenos Aires provincial governor Carlos Rucauf, who also belongs to the president's Peronist party.
It's very important that Argentina let the foreign lenders know that although it's true that Argentina borrowed more money than it should have, they lent Argentina more money than they should have.
But not all Argentines share the view that it's the debt that's pulling their country down.
The level of the debt is not so high.
Eduardo Blasco, an economist for a Buenos Aires consulting firm, says Argentina's debt is about 60% of its gross domestic product, a relatively normal level, which is actually lower than that of some first world economies. On paper, he says, Argentina looks like a country that should have no problem paying its debts. But he says the numbers don't take into account certain intangibles.
We are Argentine. That's the main problem. No, at the end, no? It's political problems, no confidence.
Blasco blames the current mess on the last government's contradictory economic policies and on the especially poorly timed worldwide economic downturn. The situation hasn't been helped by an inefficient government revenue system, which allows Argentines to avoid paying much of their taxes. And the taxes that are collected often disappear down rat holes created by political patronage and outright corruption. On Sunday afternoon, Argentines mulled over the decision to suspend payments on the debt. Most seemed relieved that their country would get a financial break, but some regard the plan with caution. Alexis Levon is a 22-year-old entrepreneur who sells knockoff designer watches outside a music store. This seems like a good idea if it helps people, Levon says. If the money gets the people, fine, but if it doesn't, I'm against it. Well aware of his countrymen's skeptical nature, President Rodriguez Sá has promised that the money that usually goes to paying the debt will now be spent on social programs, food assistance, and the creation of 1 million new jobs. He says he'll make it a priority to stop corruption and to cut fat. From now on, for example, he says no politician will be allowed to make more than $3,000 a month. And with an eye to calming the international markets, the president has also said that his country is not abandoning its debt obligations. He says international lenders simply need to show some patience while Argentina puts its economy back in order. Whether or not this is considered a default is now up to the lenders. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.